Bush administration lawyers concluded last year that a president can legally order the use of torture. The lawyers were part of a group that wrote policy governing interrogation techniques for prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Their report approving the use of torture has now been obtained by several newspapers and by the Associated Press. A Pentagon spokesman insists that this was a legal analysis, not a final judgment, and that the final rules were humane at Guantanamo. Another report on prisons in Iraq did not find torture, but it did find widespread problems. The report by Major General Donald Ryder described poor training and sanitation. Some military officials believe those failings created conditions under which abuse was more likely to take place. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Osama Amer Nayef is an Iraqi computer engineer who spent 6 months in U.S. custody, first at Camp Buka and then at the now infamous Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. Nayef says he was not tortured at Abu Ghraib, but he was not treated well. He spoke over a crackly phone line from Baghdad.
The food is really bad. We cannot eat it.
The food really bad. You cannot eat it.
Nayef is being helped by a Chicago-based group called Christian Peacemaker Teams, which is helping detainees in Iraq. He says he and other prisoners were served rotten food, which often gave them diarrhea and other health problems. He also says he and other prisoners were kept outside in the cold, without protection from the wind.
And take us to outside with just one blanket.
They take us outside with just one blanket, and you know the weather too cold.
These conditions illustrate the findings of a classified report by General Donald Ryder, the Provost Marshal General of the U.S. Army. U.S. News and World Report first obtained the document and gave a copy to NPR. Ryder and his team visited Iraqi prisons in fall of 2003. Their report paints a picture that is less horrific than the conditions described in General Antonio Taguba's Defense Department report on prison abuses, but it portrays an overcrowded detention system that is disorganized, under-equipped, and full of security risks. Ryder says the prison staff, quote, lacks resources to provide basic necessities to operate a prison, including medical supplies and food. He says there was no clear policy for tracking keys, tools, and weapons in the prison, and he says there was, quote, virtually no trained professional correctional force. Tim Nakarado is a retired Army JAG colonel who currently teaches at the University of the Pacific Law School. He finds the lack of training most worrisome.
It seems to me that the key was the training. General Ryder indicates that there were military policemen who were wearing their sidearms while inside the detention facilities, which creates a grave risk to everyone.
General John Abizaid is head of U.S. forces in the Middle East. In his testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee about abuse in Abu Ghraib, Abizaid said the sorts of violations documented in the Ryder report
contributed to systemic failures at the prison. I think that's clear.
Some of the military police who've been accused of abusing prisoners have testified that they received no training in how to operate a prison, nor were they taught the Geneva Conventions. Ryder also says prison officials violated the Geneva Conventions by housing criminals with civilian detainees. Law professor Nakarado says some of these violations are to be expected in the early stages of a conflict.
When you look at that Geneva Convention dealing with prisoners of war, it's quite lengthy and goes into considerable detail. And so it would be fairly easy to go out and find violations, especially early on in this war.
He says the question is whether, after receiving the report, military commanders took steps to fix the problems. Colonel Dave Quantock oversees Abu Ghraib prison as commander of the 16th Military Police Brigade. He spoke by phone from Baghdad.
We've put a tremendous emphasis on the resources, from detainee uniforms to better meals. Right now in the process of getting air conditioning into tents, just making the whole detainee issue improve.
Quantock says the Ryder report helped his team identify problems that needed to be fixed at Abu Ghraib. General Ryder is now overseeing the criminal investigators looking into allegations of abuse there. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.